Okay, this is Parakeet and Hilchos Mikvos, and the Rambam is continuing to deal with halachas that have to do with the properties of the water that's okay to use for the mikvah. So, what does it mean to say when we have a suffolk, a doubt about whether the water that is in the mikvah is drawn or not, and the chachamim conclude that the psak is that's tahar. So, mikvah shnei stapik le'nafu socha mayim shuvim malo. Says even mikvah, you're not sure if drawn water fell into it or not. Let's assume in such a case, another case, you know that drawn water fell in. But the question is the minimum shear to passel the mikvah, which would be three log, is it in there or not? Let's say I know for sure there's three log. Let's say it was a question whether the mikvah fell into had 40 say or not. In all these situations, hareza kasher, the mikvah is still good. Let's say I have two mikvahs. One has 40 say, one doesn't. Naflu shlosos lugin mayim shuvim echamahen, and three log of drawn water falls into one of the two. Benadele isim hen naflu. You're not sure which one. Sveiko tahor. It's such a doubt, we say it's tahor. Why? Because it's something he can rely on. Let's say they both have less than 40 say of water, and the three log fall into one of them. So, and he's not sure which one it fell into. So then they are both puzzle. There's nothing to rely on. Because if either one it fell into, we're going to say in both cases, it's going to be puzzle. Let's say a person left the mikvah empty, and they come back and they find it filled up. Kasher, because we're going to assume that maybe it's a question of whether drawn water fell into this mikvah or not. Let's say I have a pipe and it carries water into a mikvah. Right, and let's say there is like a flour mill of some sort or a water mill next to it. So we're not sure if the water came from the pipe or from the mill, because that which causes the psul is clear to be seen. But let's say the mikvah has a majority kosher water in it. Why? Because we're going to say it's a question of whether there's drawn water in there or not. Because we know for sure there's an established kosher mikvah in that spot. Any mikvah that I find in any area outside of Eretz Yisrael, we assume it's pasul, as we assume the water that's in there, if I come across it, is drawn water. Okay, so any mikvah that's found inside what they call Eretz Yisrael, inside the cities, okay, we say are pasul. Why? Inside the gates of the cities. Because we assume that people are wash their laundry in them, right? And therefore, they are constantly putting drawn water into them. The Chol Mikvah is in some Eretz Yisrael Chutz, what do you call it? The Mafteach, the Chesed Tarshach, Chesed Tzmenei Shama. But any mikvahs that are found in Eretz Yisrael outside of the cities, right? We assume they're Tahor because we're going to assume they get filled up by rain. Let's say someone Tameh goes in, goes to the Gola Mikvah, and he's not sure whether he went in or not. And let's say even though he knew he went in, he's not sure if the mikvah had 40 say or not. Or let's say there's two mikvahs, one has 40 say, one doesn't. And he went into one of the two. He's not sure which one he went into. Why is he tameh? In this doubt, because a person who's tameh, we retain the status of being tameh. Ad she yivadea shetavol karoy. Until he knows for sure they went to the mikvah in the right way. V'chein mikvah she nimdad. Let's say I measure out a mikvah. V'nimsa chaser, and I see there's something missing. Bein shahay mikvah b'shus ravim, bein shahay b'shus rachim. Whether the mikvah is in the public or private domain. Kol ha'taharo shenaso agabav the mafreya tmeos. Anyone who went in to that mikvah to become pure, retroactively we say is tamei. Ad she yodea zman she nimdad ba'o v'haya shalem. Until we know when that mikvah was measured and actually was filled up properly. This only applies in a case where the immersion into the mikvah is for a serious tuma type of situation. But let's say it's for a lenient type of tuma, like for instance, a person ate food that was tame, or shasa mashkin tamein, or drank something tame, or bar rosh of ruva mayim shuvin, or let's say his head and most of his body came into drawing water, shenafla rosh of ruva shosh lukas mayim shuvin, or let's say three log of water fell on his head. Whole vikar dvarim elam medivrim, since all these are rabbinical in origin, hare sveiko tar kamosh b'yano. So that situation of suffake, we say a tar. The afish nistapik lim tavim lo taval, or lo taval, shenim sam mikvah chasal achas manuch yotze b'sveiko se'ela reis a tar. And like the sveikos above, for instance, whether or not he went to the mikvah, or let's say we found out later on that the mikvah was missing water, all those situations by derbanan, we say we are lenient. Hare lachazayim. Shnei mikvahs echa kasher echa pasol. Let's say I have two mikvahs, one's good, one's not. The tavo be'echa mehen metuma chamura, and I went to one of them for a serious tuma status, the asa taharos, right? And then he went ahead and engaged with things that are tahor, like foods. Harei letzluyos. So these are considered to be questionable. Taval b'sheni, let's say he went in this again, the asa taharos, right? And let's say he went to the second mikvah and then engaged in eating with food that's tahor. So the first ones are considered tahor, but the second are in doubt, but the second ones are tahor. The nagwa elu be'elu, and if he touched one to the other, rishonos tuyos rishnios yusufil. So the first ones are besafek, and the second ones we burn. So too v'chein nitva be'emsa. Let's say he became tame in between the two. Tumakala should be arno, like a lenient version of tuma. But tavel b'sheni, then he went to the second mikvah basa taharos, and he started eating tahor food. Let's say he went to one of the two in a situation of lenient tuma, the asa taharos, and he engaged with tahar food, the nitma tuma chamor, and then became tame for a stringent tuma, the tavo v'shein. He went to the second one, the asa taharos, harishonos taharos, harshnios tluyos. The first set of food is tahar, and the second one is v'safek. V'nagwe elu be'elu, and if the foods touch each other, rishonos yisrfu, harshnios tluyos kishayu. The first ones are burnt, the second ones are in safek. Haya be'echa mehen arbaim seya. Let's say one of them had 40 seya. Be'echad kulo sha'uv. And one of them is filled with drawn water. Be'tavu behen shnayim. Echad mitumah chamor, be'echad mitumah kala. And two people go in. One from a stringent tumah, one from a lenient one. Ve'asu taharos. Right? And again, they engage with tahar food. Atavu mitumah chamor, taharosav tliyos. So the person with the stringent tumah, he's besafek. Atavu mitumah kala, taharosav taharos. But the person with the lenient one, so that the food is tar. Hayechad tame v'yared litzbol. Let's say someone's tame and he goes to the mikvah. V'asheni yared lahaker zesh yared litzbol be'echad mehen taharosav tluyos kamosh b'yano. So in this situation, let's say what he called. In such a situation, so I lost my spot here. One person goes into the mikvah. What he called? And the second one goes in to check. So the first one who goes in, excuse me, to cool off. Okay. The first person who went in, he's tahor at besafek. And the person who went in just to cool off, meaning he wasn't tame, so in that situation, so then, what do you call it? He is still tahor. Because we're going to assume is that, and the case and the question of the water being drawn. So maybe he went into the mikvah that had the drawn water when he cooled off, and then he became tame as a result. And finally, lachaches shnei mikvah shal esrim seya echad shov ve'echad kasher hakar be'echad mehen ve'asa taros ve'el taros. Okay, so let's say I have two mikvahs. Each one contains 20 seya. One is drawn water, one is good water. Okay, let's say a person cooled off in one of them, right, and then he started eating tahar food. They're still tahar. Hakar b'sheni. Let's say he went to cool off in the second one ve'asa taros, and again he touched food that's tahor, hari eliyusuf, they should be burnt. Because we're going to say for sure that his head and most of his body went into drawn water. That ends Perek Yud, and we will complete Hilchos Mikvos next time with Perek Yud Aleph.